It was another day of jury selection in the murder trial of Raekwon Borum. He faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of Justin Carr. Prosecutors say Carr was shot and killed in uptown Charlotte on the second night of protests after the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. He was killed by a CMPD officer in September 2016. Jury selection in Borum's trial appears to be dragging as there have been at least 13 jurors excused from service after questions from the attorneys for the state and defense. Even the judge expressed some concern over the pace of jury selection. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was in the courtroom today and joins me now. Sarah, what have you observed so far about this process? Is it taking longer than usual?
Well, jury selection in general can be a bit tedious, a tedious process, especially for jurors who have to sit through the whole thing. But it's important. You don't want to have a situation where a juror has a personal bias or isn't truly up for the task of serving on a jury. That can delay deliberations or lead to a mistrial. But in this process, it is taking a long time because jurors are having to go through this initial questioning about their media consumption around the death of Justin Carr and the arrest of Raekwon Borum. Sometimes that means emptying out the courtroom so it's just that juror being questioned, and that is slowing things down. Every time a potential juror has been excused, the questioning process about the media has to start from the beginning. So it's like the start-stop process. And both sides are trying to weed out people who have made up their minds about the case because of what they've saw on the news or social media.
And what are some of the reasons that people have been excused from this jury?
Well, the court is working through a jury pool of 52 people. As of this morning, 13 people had been excused. Three were from this morning, and one person said that was because their sister had been murdered and that he wouldn't be able to be fair to either side. Another person said that they worked in the funeral industry and actually had conversations with the Carr family when they were making arrangements for Justin Carr's funeral. He said, quote, "I met with the Carr family and talked with them and cried with them." He said that the conversations he had with the Carr family would be hard to put out of his mind throughout the course of the trial. The final person that was excused this morning was a woman who said she had concerns about her ability to be a fair juror after something Assistant District Attorney Glenn Cole said in court yesterday, which was that the state has evidence that they believe shows Borum was actually trying to shoot a police officer. Cole said they had video evidence and statements from Borum, as well as a witness who was there to corroborate that. This woman said she had many friends who were police officers and that it would be impossible for her to put aside her personal opinions about someone intentionally harming a police officer. She said she wanted Borum to have a fair trial and that she had already decided what the facts were.
Well, Sarah, as you said, jury selection can be tedious. How's the judge feeling about this particular jury selection process?
Well, I haven't personally spoken to Judge Gregory Hayes, but from the comments he's made on the bench, it appears he's getting a little frustrated. After the third person was excused this morning, he said, quote, "Okay, at this point, we're going backwards." He cautioned that if they weren't able to come up with a jury from this pool, another pool would have to be called, and the chances of eliminating media bias at that point would be impossible.
And besides the media-related questions, what other questions have prospective jurors been asked?
Well, today the state started to dig into more questions, trying to understand the perspective of jurors and to see if they could put those perspectives aside to be fair. So there were questions that were asked about whether or not people had ever shot a gun before. Why or why not? Did they have any judgments against people who had dreadlocks? Glenn Cole pointed out that both Borum and Carr had dreadlocks and were African American. The state said there would be some photos shown of Carr's injuries that are graphic. Could they handle that? The state also asked people about their perception around the police and asked potential jurors if they had positive or negative stories about interaction with police. Both sides have pointed out that it's not wrong for people to have their own perspectives or opinions. The big question is, can they put those perspectives and opinions aside and just look at the facts that are presented to them during the trial? The state has finished questioning 12 potential jurors, which means it's the defense's turn.
WFAE's Sarah D'Elia covering developments in the jury selection process in the murder trial of Raekwon Borum in Charlotte. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.